Today at Guardianom, 24th of February, we have a couple of questions today. But first, we had a beautiful Havana with some guests from Vancouver. Very, very lovely people. And they're traveling with us to Anchorage, Alaska on our cruise, where we'll have classes and study and conversations and get to know each other in a very wonderful way. All aboard, everyone. In middle of June, we're on our way to Anchorage, Alaska on an InnerSearch travel study program starting off in Vancouver. We have a question from Wayne, who is in Vancouver, British Columbia. And Wayne is a true devotee. He's listening every day to our website and appreciates it very much. Wants to know how to find his life's task and know the correct path. Well, there's a higher path and a lower path. The higher path is the path of seeking the self within. And the lower path is producing babies to hopefully seek the self within themselves. And that's the way it's been, and that's the way it's been, that's the way it probably will always be. Wayne's having a back problem, suggest a chiropractor. And that has nothing to do with your life's work. Send us your date and time of birth and place of birth, Wayne, and we'll run out on our computer for you a career chart, and that might be helpful for you in finding your way, and I'll see you in Vancouver in June. From Marcos. Marcos in Brazil has a very complicated question, Marcos. Stay with Dancing with Shiva. It's a very simple contemporary catechism. I'm glad you're studying it, but don't go into a lot of other books. It's very, very complicated. Approach Sanatana Dharma from your heart, not from your intellect. It's not an intellectual study. It's a religion. And when you get ready and are confident enough, join the religion fully. Rather than being on the outside of the window looking in, make a commitment, become a Hindu, and then you'll be on the inside of the window looking out. We're thinking that Sivathundu, Karma Yoga, service to your temple, sweep the paths, bring in wood for the sacred fire. There are many different things that one can do for a Hindu temple, making garlands for the deity. This takes your mind off your personal self. You can't think of your personal self when you're making a gift for someone, a dear friend, a parent, or a god. You're involved in thinking how they will feel when they receive the gift. So if you're discouraged, if you feel down, if you are depressed, make a gift for somebody with your hands. It used to be in the United States 50, 60 years ago that a gift was not considered a gift unless it was made by somebody's two hands with their love put into it. Now, of course, you can send an email and have a gift sent to anyone all over the world. It's a rather cold gift, but the thought is nice. Karma Yoga, or Sivathundu, is a wonderful medicine for perhaps bad backs and depression, and feeling sorry for oneself, and all kinds of worriment. Do something for others. Do something for your local temple. And the good karma will come back to you in many unseen ways. We'll be with you again tomorrow. We just enjoyed a wonderful two-day retreat, reflecting on what we did previously and reflecting on the future just a little bit, while endeavoring to live in the eternity of the moment. Om Namah Shivaya.